This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So it's me, and I'm there with Topher, Grapes, and Catherine Hom. And we're squeezing nectarines because we want to know which one is going to explode the hardest. We're going to a parade that we don't agree with. I don't have to say what culture it is, but we're going to, they're having their own parade, and we're going to juice the parade, and we're going to forcibly juice the parade. Against the parade's will. Now, we don't want anyone to get hurt, but we want them to get a little sticky.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel, right? I'm seeing this parade. It's giving me some sticky feelings. And so I'm the only one who gets to feel that way? I don't think so. And
yeah.
So fair square, we're squeezing nectarines to see which one really feels like it's about to explode.
Yeah.
Now, Topher.
At the farm or at the store? Farm or store?
It's one of these farm stores.
Got it.
Now, Topher, who has just impeccable timing, goes, hey, remind you of anything?
Okay.
Now, I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So I
but
say—
But the timing is excellent.
But the timing and the delivery is off the charts.
So you know it's going to be good.
So I go, no, it doesn't. And he goes, really?
Wow.
And I'm like— Yeah, seriously, this doesn't
just
remind
kind of
me
reeling
of
you in.
Yeah. And I'm getting ready. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
I'm excited for you.
Mm-hmm. And I go, no, really, it really doesn't. And he goes like, no, are you being fucking serious right now? Like, does this not remind you of something? And
whoa.
I'm going, this must be so good.
Yeah, it's taking
so
forever.
I go, okay, Topher, no, it doesn't. And he goes like, oh, okay, never mind then. And I go, well, this is really going to be good, you know? And then
he must have something.
And then Catherine trips.
Yeah.
Breaks her fucking knee.
Oh, no.
And so then I'm like, I'm never going to get to hear what Topher was going to say, you know, because we got to like carry her to the helicopter.
Do you think he had something in mind, or do you think he just kept saying like really because he wasn't sure what to say?
Well, and I won't find out, but I know Topher pretty well and his timing's impeccable. His delivery is bone dry, and he's got this sort of boyish look with an elderly wisdom,
yeah.
And the combination is devastating. So I think he probably did have something. I got to get him back in that spot. I hope those friggin' so-and-sos have another parade.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. I love saying it. I love doing the show. I love the possibility when we're just starting and there's so much that could happen in this hour of our lives, and I wish it would last forever.
What up, what up? And remember, we used to say that at the beginning of the show.
And Aaron's here.
And Aaron's here. Oh, it's
you guys
Aaron.
Seem upset about it.
And well, no. You can guess what happened, and everyone at home is like, okay, I get it, and it's all falling into place right now as you're listening, but we might as well explain it anyway.
That's about which as is, plain as the nose on your face.
Which is Aaron, well, so we had Brian Safi.
Who was so funny.
So funny.
And such a delight. And it was
just
really
so game,
fun to have
so
Brian
up for
here.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's fun.
And I think Aaron...
We get to say that.
We asked both of them at the same time, and Aaron was like, no, I have some fake thing that I have to do. And I think she was saying like, oh, I'll let Brian go on there and expose him, show that I'm the alpha dog on our show.
Oh, that's what you think? Here's what I
throwing
think happened. Because I have a similar theory, but I think she went like, no, Brian and I are busy. Like, we won't do that. And then Brian went like,
actually, I can do it. And then she went, Brian, you can?
Took the opportunity. Well, I think after that, she was like, this is great. I'll expose him.
Yes.
So I think we're actually both
like,
right.
You thought that I was going to just have him come on here. You guys would, without me, see how weak and unfunny he is.
Yeah.
You thought he would lay an egg.
Mm-hmm.
But little did you know that nobody lays an egg on our show. We're generous performers. We are making everyone else better around us.
All
and
we
we're doing
do
stuff
is support the guests.
To make it seem like they're being funny, what's actually us being funny.
I barely get a word in on this show because all I do is support the guest and steamroll my friend Hayes. Now, what happened was Brian did get exposed as a fun, funny sweetie who people really like and wanted to spend more time with.
Yeah, of course.
Lo and behold, our email starts pinging all over the place with Aaron. Like,
well, I don't have your phone number, so I instantly did
using every channel that she can to get to us.
Going like, oh no, like now people will think that Brian's the good part of my show.
Do you have
I'm
time
on this
now?
Show with him.
It's like 4 a.m.
Now, of course, we freeze her out. We don't respond because
it's funny because like I have a text message that I sent you guys. When I just because I knew I couldn't come on the show last week.
Is it in your bag?
And it just said, oh no, I've plugged my phone in outside. It just said, hey, really excited to see you guys next week. Do you want to get lunch after?
Okay.
That doesn't seem like a bitter person.
Yeah,
to me.
And that's after it's already been scheduled. And the scheduling process itself is what we're talking about, where basically we said no. And then we get a call from Scott Aukerman and Kulop on speaker. And they're chewing us out. They're like, you'll never work in this fucking town again. We try to build a family here at Earwolf. And when, you know, we got one, Aaron's mad at Brian and that show's not functioning. It's because of what one of our other shows did to them.
Yeah.
And we go, hey, we'll walk. And they go, hang on. Sorry, sirs. Sorry, sirs. Look, please, as a favor to us, I'm sorry we were so ripshit. And then I look at Hayes and I go, you want to throw him a bone?
And they try to make it seem like, oh, we don't own this company anymore. Oh, we take no interest in the data activities of every other show. We don't even know what shows are on there. They know.
Yeah, they know. Trust me.
So just to be clear, I'm the bone that you have thrown.
I didn't want to say it that way.
But I've been on the show twice already, and Brian's been on zero times.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like. First of all, I know me, and you know me.
Yeah.
Hayes, I've been to your house once.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, like, that, perhaps I have that inside me to be that jealous, but I would never, I do that in the privacy of my bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that
jealousy
outside.
Jealousy bathtub.
Well, you better talk to Mr. Scott Aukerman
steam
about what he's got
away.
In your bathtub.
All the jealousy away. Hey. Let it float away
bath
on the
salts,
bubbles.
What?
I get in the restroom and steam off every now and then. You know what I mean? When it gets just a little too hot.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Scream cry.
When I'm about to bust.
Sky cream.
I got to go steam
cream
off.
Is what I did say.
That's cream.
I'm no stranger to steaming off, pulling my collar out real loose and letting all the steam out. But at the same time.
Well, I guess I appreciate you guys having me on is the point, huh?
People think that work is over when you steam off because it whistles.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, it's quitting time.
Yeah, no, it's true. A lot of people at the factory next to my apartment go home. I got a kick-ass basement apartment in my dad's house.
What's the factory next to your house?
It makes, like, geodes.
Okay.
It, like, puts something in
there. Doesn't
them.
The earth do... Oh, they, like, reformat
like,
them?
They gotta smash them open.
Yeah, you smash them open,
right,
and
right,
I guess
right.
These ones,
shine
when you
up.
Smash them open, they haven't come out yet. But when they come out, when you smash them open, there's going to be like a toy dinosaur inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like in addition to the crystals.
So this is something offered at like McDonald's and a Happy Meal or something like that? Or like a specialty... Oh, you don't know.
Ugh.
Oh, more like Discovery Store?
To me,
classier.
Yeah. It's going to be more...
Store.
Yeah, museum store.
Oh,
Science museum, you go to the store.
Okay.
Hit the store on the way out. Bang. Grab a... I mean, you love going to Portland, right? You ever go to that science museum right on the Williamette River?
I've never been there.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a museum store there. Oh, hell yes.
Great astronaut food.
Mm-hmm.
In Portland?
Astronaut strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Astronaut ice cream. Everything you want. And you buy as much as you want, and it lasts forever.
You want a tango with an astro mango? Go ahead and get on down to the Portland Williamette River Science Museum. Now, we're not here to talk all about how you begged to be on the show.
Which I didn't, but yeah.
Okay. We don't know. I mean, all we know is the phone call we got.
From Scott and Kulop.
Yeah.
Yes.
On speaker.
Rip shit.
On speaker.
Like her mad mom and dad.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I could hear Adam Sachs in the background being like, good, yeah, say that.
And he's like, oh, I don't work here anymore.
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, right.
All these people that don't work here anymore. First of all, it's an interesting company structure because most people who work here almost immediately don't work here anymore. And the people who stay all seem to switch jobs like every month. It's just like, oh, I'm not in charge of that. Like you email them like, hey, I was wondering about this. They're like, oh, I don't do that anymore. Yeah. It's like, well, who does? It's like, oh, Dan does that. Well, who the fuck is Dan?
Yeah. And like, suddenly Dan is the engineer. Josh is like running the elevator up at Dad. And they act like it was always like that.
And it's not like people who are getting like their job switched. They always describe it as a promotion.
Yes.
And it's not like it felt like they were crushing their last job. I'm not clear on what the new one ever
is. I like them.
Hey.
I love these guys.
I love all these guys. This is my family. I mean, that's why I'm so concerned. It's like... You know, it's like seeing your daughter come home with a new tattoo you didn't know about, and you go like, whoa, should I be worried? Because it's like suddenly they've got this new letterhead, and their job is a title that I can't make heads or tails of.
So your adult daughter who's living at home comes home with a tattoo, but she's got her own stationery? Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around the...
Well, no, I mean, my daughter actually hasn't come home for a while.
Yes, welcome to the family, Aaron.
Yeah.
We haven't said welcome to the family.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Maximum mm-hmm. Fun changing their name, I heard.
To?
Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to be
admitting,
at the
Maximum. Oh. Yes. They're admitting that some of the fun has left. So, you know.
You know, they can... They can do what the... I think it's a good move, Mark.
Still plenty of fun, I think I...
Still, yeah, don't still, worry, we're still
fun. There's
loads
of fun to be had, you know? But to say that they're actually at capacity and maximizing it...
It's factually impossible. No.
Do you think... Where does Ferrell fall in the whole, like, podcast wars?
In the food chain?
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's going to be, like, a full late-night wars situation with all the podcasting networks?
We may be in the midst of it.
It's probably going to be like these friggin' thick Games of Thrones.
Yeah, we're Team Lannister.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. We got the deep pockets. You know what I mean? That's what Earwolf's coming in with. Yeah. They're just throwing their gold at everything.
Got all the iron banks behind us.
Mm-hmm. Ferrell is probably like the Starks, don't you think?
Totally.
They're sort of noble in what they do. And they have a code that they live by.
They have real principles.
But at times, it's been the very thing that comes to bite them on the tuchus. Which of the
Gimlet?
Hungry Games guys do you think I'd be? Probably District 1, huh?
I have never seen those movies.
I might be Hamish. If you really look at it.
You could be saying anything, and you could say mashed potatoes, and I'd be like, that's a character in that show.
I would never do that. I would never.
Why would you accuse him of saying mashed potatoes and saying it was a character?
Cody, can you edit that?
I don't know.
No.
Say he would. Come on, Cody.
Cody, please.
Cody, you have to.
Cody, you must. I can't.
The implication wasn't that you yourself would be mashed potatoes, which I could totally see you playing that role, but...
No, the implication was that he would tell you that mashed potatoes was a character in
the
Hungry
Games.
They're hungry, yes. But that's what makes it so sinister, that it is so believable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
But yeah. Have you ever seen anybody just go to town on mashed potatoes, though? Like, been like, I'm really hungry. I'm just going to eat this pile of mashed potatoes.
You're asking two guys that just did a freaking Doughboys live shrimp off event. Like, there's nothing I haven't seen food-wise.
Well,
the depraved minds behind that podcast.
Did you have Scampi?
That'll be next for, oh boy. Listen to the show.
Hayes is the Scampi squad.
Aaron, that's probably the next thing for you, huh? Is do a big Doughboys eating competition. You've seen us do it. The email's probably already gone out.
Oh, please, I've already emailed them. I emailed them a year ago, and I said I want to go to Red Lobster with you guys.
Oh,
guess
my
what
God.
I heard? Silence.
Of course.
Silence.
Oh, my God.
I emailed Nick Weiger, my previous coworker.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You do know Lil Baby Wigs.
He's like 4 years older than you.
And he looks it.
So let's do some
of
the.
Do you want to hear a
funny
Nick Weiger story?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you
Is it real? I don't want to hear anything real. This is where I come to escape.
No, I'm not going to tell you this.
I mean, I'd love to hear it off the air.
I'll tell you off the air, but it's a real story.
I don't want to.
I'll tell you a fake story.
Give me a headline about it. Yeah. Like, give me the idea of the story and I'll imagine it.
We got to go to the meet Valerie Jarrett, which was Obama's press secretary. And he had just lost a bunch of weight and had a suit that was the wrong size. And it's not the wrong size in the way – it's not in the way that you think it would be the wrong size.
It was a little suit? Because he
– He was new to European cuts.
Oh. I see. So he thought he could finally get a slim suit because he had lost the weight. So it wasn't that he put his old suit on and was like, oh, yeah, I lost the weight.
He bought a new suit hastily to go to the Obama White House.
And just totally miscalculated. Wow.
We were we had to for some reason, I don't know why we didn't take taxis when we were walking from our hotel to the White House. Maybe because Funny or Die doesn't like to spend any money on its employees, but I had on heels and he had on a suit that was too tight. So we were in the back just complaining and hobbling the whole time. You know what's difficult to do? Walk down cobblestone streets in clothes that don't fit.
Mm-hmm. Is there a picture?
You know.
Did you
I have
a picture
somewhere,
with,
but I don't know if
him?
We have a full body shot. You should just ask him about it.
When you're with Weiger, always take a body shot. Might come in handy.
Weiger does look good. He's looking good these days. It's the old paleo diet. Yeah. That should be in the
Looks
Hunger Games.
4 years older than me.
The paleo diet should be in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, paleo should be a character. And that's like district friggin' health. So, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about a different idea.
Okay.
And so, obviously, you mentioned to yourself that you've been here before, so you admit it. And we played a game, an important game, a game that I think taught a lot of our listeners and taught us a lot, called Is That Bad?
And people want to know, people have been saying ever since you've come on, I need to know if this is bad. I did something. Help me figure out what to do now. And I feel like we're playing a big game, just a giant game of Is That Bad now in the culture.
The whole media is constantly saying, hey, it turns out a lot of this was bad.
And remember when that thing was bad but no one cared? We now think it's
we're
bad.
All
again.
These, and we're men are being horny shamed and we are learning the rules. And I think this is good.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Because it's a lesson for the rest of us where we're finding out stuff like, okay, you bring this woman in for an audition and you hump her leg. This is against the rules.
This is
great.
Apparently
Thank
bad.
You.
Starting now, I
great.
Guess.
Now, I appreciate learning about this. You work at a news agency and you rest your penis on a woman's shoulder while she's sitting at her desk. Actually, don't
to
do that.
The news. Yeah, that turns out to be bad. It's not, I guess, technically part of the news. And so it's just not part of your job.
Yeah, it's not like, and that can, you know, I don't know if you know that, but that particular instance could happen in a news desk. It could happen on the Gary Shandling show. It could happen across different platforms.
See, that's great.
Oh, wow.
So I don't
See,
want
to learn about this.
You can't get so like.
And you're saying that Rip Torn did this?
Yeah.
Now, where can I hump someone's leg and blast off in my chinos? Because it's not an audition, which so that's going to stop.
I'd say your wife, if that's part of the rules of your relationship.
Okay, I will bring that up.
And that's probably it.
I will bring that up to Steffi.
So
Steffi Graf.
I'm not shocked.
That's canon.
When did this happen?
Me and Steffi Graf?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, it was like right. It was between Wimbledons.
So we do want to find out because, like, oh, what are we supposed to do? Just like never even talk to someone again? You know? Or we like? Yeah. Do we have to have the office in a glass box? That, like, the police are always, like, looking into and telling us what to do and not to do.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be like that.
Yeah.
But it is
going
to be like that soon.
To, like, shock you when you have bad thoughts or whatever.
Yeah. It's like friggin' the
I don't want the thought
animal
police.
Farm.
Yeah. I don't want the thought police. And so, yeah. And I do not want to get animal farmed over here.
So we want to know, ask you about different things. Is that bad or not?
Yeah, okay.
You know, so we don't end up in the friggin' Boxer Rebellion Animal Farm style.
Can you just
go to the glue factory?
I never read that book. I don't obviously read or watch movies.
You're not reacting like you haven't read it.
Yeah.
Because you would be reacting very hard with some of the stuff you're saying.
Yeah, you'd be flipping
out. I'm more
of
a Watership Down kind of lady.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm only into bunny animals. My point is that
All right. Well, have you ever read any of the Brian Jacques series? The, like, Redwall, you know,
there's bunnies in that.
Yeah,
there are. But it's a French person, because that's another line.
Stabbing each other
because
with swords.
There's a lot of bunnies. The bunnies are actually some of the toughest ones in all of it. Salamandastron was just basically about the badgers and the bunnies, you know, exclusively, because the bunnies all sort of live up at this like mountain area with the badgers.
Yeah, no,
and they're like have swords and they're strong. It. Yeah. Well, it's good. It's not that far from Watership Down. Okay.
Okay.
Martin the Warrior, you know what I mean? It's like, there's a bunch of them.
So we listen to this and tell us.
A bunch of bunnies?
A bunch of books.
If that's bad.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about too
many
books.
We named like three books here.
I can't believe your voice goes that high.
Okay. Well, I can't believe, you know, that you didn't see Animal Farm.
I have a question. Are you guys writing all these rules down? Is this something that are you creating a rule book for
I'll
guys?
I'll remember.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll remember.
Ideally, someone else will write it down.
The Scoop Troop has their pens out most of the time when they're listening.
Right.
And so they can write it down. And they're working on, I think, an oral history of the show and a lot of other cool ways to commemorate what we've done here. So
I would suggest
this will get lumped in.
If you're going to do it, write this down. I think a scroll would really serve this well.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a lot, and I think.
You know what kind of world would have a scroll? The world that Brian Jacques created.
One concern I have with the scroll is that when you roll it up, there's a kind of an opening on one side that for a lot of these guys might be sort of tempting.
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
I'm worried that some of the people that might need this the most might try to hump the scroll.
What about dot matrix paper that is continuous?
A big stack.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all like, and so you pick up one paper and it's connected to the
starts to fold out.
Some sort of format where a lot of people can read it at once.
That might remind me of like a centerfold.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Where you sort of pick it up and it begins to reveal more.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I mean, I say me. Me, I'm portraying the role of the kind of guy that needs this stuff.
That needs this book the most.
But you want me to just jump into a scenario?
Yes.
All right. So here's a scenario, and it's a pretty simple one. And maybe, you know, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. But you're at work. It's a late night. You realize that, you know, someone at work with you has fallen asleep on the couch because they're just catching some Z's. You sit next to them for a while.
And I'm a female.
And sort of watch. It's either way, but you sit next to them for a while, or I do, and they're just sort of, they're really zonked, they're snoozing, and to be clear also, this is not someone you are in a romantic relationship with.
Just a coworker.
Just
subordinate?
Someone who's there.
Okay.
And you start to stroke their hair, leads into a full body massage and a gentle wrestling match.
But they're still asleep.
They've woken up during the massage, and the wrestling match is sort of the result of them waking up.
So they're fighting you off.
Well,
yeah.
Hard to say. They have not spoken to you since, so it's not clear. So just tell me. So, you know, yes or no, like, is that bad?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's my dog.
You said person.
No, I said someone at work.
Ah.
It was my dog. So maybe me stroking his hair and giving him a massage and then getting in a wrestling match when he wakes up and we haven't spoken since actually is not bad and is a big part of our friendship, And this is why we have to be so careful about how we report these things, Aaron.
Okay, it is actually a lot of gray areas.
Shit. Okay, gotcha. All right, I'm going to be more careful when I listen to your stories now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't you think but I've seen people, like, do things to their dogs, like kiss them on the mouth mm-hmm. or whisper in their ears, and the dogs clearly don't like it. Dogs can give consent, too.
Okay. I don't know what that has to do with my story. You seen a dog not like getting their hair stroked, a full body massage, or a light wrestling match on the sofa?
From people they don't know, yeah, I have. But clearly this is someone who you've...
This is my dog. And he did fall asleep on the couch at work.
I mean, that is really adorable.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Well, now she likes it.
And so it turns out it's good. So I'm just, you know, this is just to illustrate.
Don't go to the police. Well, I don't even know who's reporting this in this situation.
Well, no one has to
this
because
just
it's
an
not
outsider
bad.
Looking in.
The point is that it's not bad. And so just you as someone who is the thought police, then to come in here and I just go like, hey, here's something I'm thinking about. This really happened. And then you go like, that's bad. And I go, well, maybe we got to be careful about how we report these things.
Okay.
Hayes, do you have anything?
I have a scenario this is a person at work. If it's a woman at work and you sort of see them facing away from you and they don't see you and you sneak up on them very quietly. And then very fast, all at once, you give them a giant hug from behind and then sort of lift them up. Is that bad?
Okay. If this is a chiropractic office.
Uh-huh.
And this is a procedure that a medical doctor is doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Surprise. Back
adjust treatment.
Which does happen. Sometimes they want to have you relax so they.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's not.
That's okay.
It's not
if
that.
If it's consensual. Spinal adjustments.
Okay.
No, this is not that. This
no,
is just
it's
someone
not.
You work with.
Yeah.
I'd say no.
That's not okay?
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's my daughter, and I just got home from the war.
Aha!
And you I'm open surprising a business her. Together?
Well, it's halftime at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I'm surprising her. And you don't want me to do that? You want me to not see her when I just got home from the war?
He got home from the war. You want him to call and go like, hey, I'm going to come give you a hug at work? Or do you think maybe it's a little more exciting to suddenly get hugged when she's like bending over fixing the copier?
Wait, are we at the Super Bowl or an office?
We're at the Super Bowl, okay. But there's an office in the back during halftime.
Okay. That you can go do faxing or whatever you like business things.
Oh, yeah.
Complimentary business
Yeah.
Transactions.
Yeah, it's like at a hotel where they'll have like a little fax machine.
Yeah, you know how the NFL is just like a hotel. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I brought up the NFL. And this is like a real sore spot. Obviously,
we did
fixed
it with
Brian
Safi.
Yes. Erin, I just saw her eyes go white.
That like, I didn't get like, to like put my 2 cents in about the NFL, but
yes,
Brian did.
She wants to stake out some of that territory and have it be her thing.
Oh, what a mistake we made.
And Brian said you would do this.
He did?
He said a lot of stuff.
I haven't heard the episode yet.
Not on the show. He said afterwards, he's like, okay, now Aaron's going to come in and do this. And he was complaining a lot about the PC police.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sheriff Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't mind that title. I'll accept that title.
Yeah,
it's
I guess.
Power, it's a power position.
That leads me right into another scenario, which is like, all right, so you've got two coworkers. They're a man and a woman. They host a podcast together. One of them comes on your show and is basically saying that the other one is like one of these friggin' social justice warriors. And that
even though the person saying that, it was also that.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying like the one comes to you and he goes and he basically says that if he's not offending liberal cucks, he's not doing his job.
And he said that some of the stuff he was doing to be trolling.
Mm-hmm. And that he had been trolling a lot.
Okay. So everything he says on the podcast as sarcastic remarks are actually how he feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. And so he's kind of going like, how do I deal with this freaking, you know, woman who I work with who, you know, is like kind of making it difficult to sort of do my job, which is offending liberal cucks, mm-hmm. Sticking millennials triggering. Back in their safe space, yeah. which is, of course, 6 feet underground, pretty safe down there. And just triggering all these friggin' SGW killing PC them. Police. And, you know, how do you respond to something like that? I mean, this isn't really an is that bad. I guess, is it bad for that lady to be, like, not letting this dude freaking do his actual job?
For her to be bamboozled into thinking someone is someone else, mm-hmm. essentially, right? She's being tricked into
thinking. She's the victim?
Yeah, yeah. That's how I see it.
Hmm.
That she's doing everything on the circuit.
This might have been a bad one to ask you.
Because this is not about my podcast?
Hmm? No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know whose it is.
This is a question?
Yes, this is about Howard and
Cuckoo. This is Howard and Cuckoo.
What did this person say? What else did this person say about their work grievances to you guys? Or in this theoretical situation?
A lot of it was language I don't like to use.
Yeah. He wants so.
But you said the word cuck.
Yeah, yeah, offending liberal cucks. I mean, that was said so many times that I feel like I'd be doing this person a disservice to not bring it up, because that is kind of their mantra in a way.
He wants solo merch.
Mm-hmm. Solo merch. That came up a lot.
He has solo merch.
He like wants what? More.
Yeah, he wants
homosexual
more.
T-shirts.
Okay.
He wants one more shirt?
Yeah, he wants more solo merch.
Do you guys have solo merch?
No, we like having I like having joint merch.
Yeah. Okay. For me, this podcast is about a host and his sidekick. It's not just about some sidekick out there with his own merch.
Right.
This is about
who's Hayes. The host?
Hayes is a host.
I'm the host.
And he's trained in improv. The guy took freaking Second City classes, you know? And so this dude.
How many?
Every one of their in each location.
Oh yeah, Chicago and Las
Chicago,
Vegas,
Toronto,
and
Toronto, Las Vegas,
Detroit. Mm-hmm. Is there still a Detroit?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Okay. At Joe Louis Arena. There's one.
So he's taken all those.
Yeah. Okay. Every single city.
He's gone through it, and me, you know, I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants. I mean, I just fell into this. Some of my rich Harvard cronies just gave me a fucking gig. You know, I mean, I just went there. I was like kind of smart or whatever. Could have done something really helpful to people, but instead just wound up jerking off on a microphone. And I luckily have somebody to provide some structure who's like actually knows improv and comedy.
Mm-hmm. I will also say I feel like I was kind of lucky to get into my improv school at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
When like sort of anyone who was doing something there then seems to have been given an opportunity. Now like
saturated.
It's a little bit oversaturated and it's not like as cool. It's not like just by doing it you can get work now.
And do you feel
that
like,
is how it used to
but
be.
But you're saying your talent level wouldn't have like risen to the top of
today?
What's happened.
Absolutely not. No way. Way too much competition.
And then I hate to even hear this conversation because when we talk about talent levels, I go like, oh, I don't know anything about that. I know about money. I understand money and what it makes people do. And that when you get a certain amount of rich people embedded through a series of different fields, you kind of just point to one and go, I want that. And then one of the people from your, you know, secret fucking skull and bones club just goes like, yeah, sure, here, walk right in. They hold the door open for you. So it's interesting.
That is interesting. And that what's interesting about that pool always stays very small and probably gets smaller, so it's more connected, more concentrated.
Well, and it's the right kind of people in the pool.
Like, what does that mean?
People like me. So, did you wanna, in order to kind of get back at Brian, did you wanna go after some American organization and reshape it like we did with the NFL? Like, did you want to, like, you want to, like, redo? Because, like, we redid the NFL with
like the Weinstein Company or whatever?
Well,
is that too harsh?
That was kind of done.
Because it's over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like Crate and Barrel or something.
Just like a
more
big,
something in my wheelhouse.
A big,
I don't know.
What about me screams Crate and Barrel? I mean, answer it. I'm that's not even rhetorical.
You just have like really nice silverware and dishes.
Okay.
Yeah, like a big American institution like that. That you
like Crate and Barrel. Like what? Mm-hmm. How I would make it?
I mean, what about Brian Screams NFL?
That's a great point.
Muscles,
you know, just the freaking muscles.
And he's a man.
Mm-hmm. He's freaking strong as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, did he do his, he did his bench press routine?
He
in
was
here?
Doing like and, gymnastics.
And for his mass, his he can move his feet very well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got insane calves. He showed you his calves, right? He put them right on the table and showed you how moisturized they are.
He put them on my
and,
shoulder.
I don't think that. See, again,
is that bad?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Because of
it felt bad.
But if you can do it, because some guys would just like rip their groins off if they tried to do it that fast as he does it.
He's got the limberness to sexual harassment.
I was standing up and I felt a full calf resting on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. Because he must have been standing on an apple box.
He took my pulse with his calf.
On your neck?
Yeah. It was pretty insane.
For what? Okay, it's fine.
Well, you want to know why he did it?
Well, it's just a
talk to that madman. Jesus, I mean, he's one tick away from the goddamn snowman killer.
We really come full circle with Brian. First, he's like a delight, and I'm out to get him, and now you guys
let me say this. Uh-huh. The snowman killer is completely insane.
Now, because he draws things like
a snowman. But
people
like that. That's why people like him.
I don't think
people like him and Brian.
Like the snowman killer.
No, well, that's why they didn't want to go see the movie, because the movie doesn't like the snowman killer. The movie is like acting like the snowman
killer. The movie's anti-snowman killer.
Yes, for being so insane.
Yeah.
But you're saying you're on the side of him because you're like, oh, America doesn't have
facilities. I'm actually not ready to assume that the snowman killer is a him.
Okay, well, historically speaking, they usually are. Well, I think women are better artists than that guy, in general.
The snowman killer...
Generalized.
Is assuming the policeman is a man, huh? Mr. Police?
Mr. Police.
I think it should have said Mr. or Mrs. Police. You could have saved her or him. I gave you all the clues.
Yeah.
And then there should have been a gender-neutral snow person drawn at the bottom.
Right. Like half man, half woman. That's what they usually do with like gender-neutral stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If they really want to be PC... They would say, come save them, because that is they, them.
Yeah.
That's a new.
You could have saved them.
And the snow them killer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the snow them killer is completely insane.
And how many times have you guys seen it?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Dozen or so.
I heard it's not good.
Couple dozen.
Yeah, but you wanted to like. It's more of your thing.
Yeah, well, it's like you heard it's not good. You heard what we did on our podcast, but you don't really have your own experience to speak to, do you? So
always be informed. That's really
other
that's
people's
good
lived experience of the snowman
killer. Yeah,
to not erase that on this show, I think would be really nice.
Okay.
But you don't want to do Crate and Barrel.
Oh, wait. I'll do Crate and Barrel.
You don't have
to
do Crate and Barrel. You can pick another big American institution.
Do you have a big American institution?
Like Walmart?
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Let's get into it.
Okay. Wait. Okay. So Walmart, A number one, lower ceilings.
All right. Ceilings too high.
We've got a lot of wasted. That's the biggest problem with Walmart.
Can we crawl on our belly into Walmart? Or do you remember Chuck E. Cheese used to have a little tiny door, like a tunnel door?
For
so that you could crawl in like a mouse, like Chuck, or is Chucky a rat? But you could crawl in like you're like a rat, and your parents have to walk through the big boy door. Can we do something like that with Walmart?
Yeah, that's a
no
good idea.
Parents allowed door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, children basically run the economy, so that's smart on the
kids
business
rule.
Side.
Mm.
Exactly, and I would if there's a way to steal but not actually do it verbatim, where a kid can be a kid.
Yeah.
Change that somehow to be more Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where a kid dictates all the purchases.
Where a kid can buy a gun.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's a little more Walmart. Friggin' so.
I don't think all the Walmarts allow guns, though. What about in a state that doesn't, like California? I don't think you can have guns there.
Yeah, there aren't that many Walmarts in California. Because there's no friggin' kids' door.
Yeah.
There's no friggin' low ceiling crawling your belly through the whole thing.
Too high for
kids. You can't get on one of those like little mechanic rolly things and just like push yourself on your belly through the whole store, which I think is what it's going to be from now on. So California's going to see a lot more Walmart soon when we're done re-breaking this institution.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There's no games.
No games.
No games at the Walmart?
No, you can't play skee ball and get tickets and exchange the tickets for like a pan or something.
Mm-hmm.
So turn it into a Chuck E. Cheese.
I didn't say that, but that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
And this is your idea, basically, mm-hmm. with the ceilings.
I think you
thing.
Put – well, and then agreed. You separate the Walmart. Separate but equal, right? You've got the kids in one section playing with all the returns.
Kids only.
Because returns are garbage anyway. You can't resell rule. That.
No, yeah. I know.
Then the adults in the other section, getting business done.
And drinking wine.
Oh, like.
Can we get a little wine
a
bar?
A little place
and some
for
jazz?
The adults
like what Whole
to
Foods
relax.
Does now.
Mm-hmm. Gelson's too, yeah.
Gelson's lets you drink
They have
wine.
A wine bar with jazz, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. On Los Feliz.
On Hyperion, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
And live music.
Mm-hmm. Live music. Mm-hmm. Have you been? I know you guys are like in the know. You've been to the Whole Foods downtown with the Oyster Bar.
Oh.
Okay, so then on top of that, right. because you're bringing
Sean
so much
very head up,
yeah.
Yes, Oyster Bar for the adults, a little place for the adults
Oyster
to
Bar and Walmart.
Wind down, adults' world,
and this solves a
like
lot of problems.
Pleasure Island,
exactly. You can swing if you want.
Yeah,
yeah. Because
you
the
can
kids
swing
are gone.
If you wanna. You can leave your kids behind.
This is good.
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to be breaking new stuff. So what if it's not, instead of just Walmart, which, like, what is that? What if it's Wally Mart and Wally is there?
The moose.
Mm,
is it a person?
No,
that
not
was
Wally
fake
World.
From
that's
the movie.
Fake. I'm
that's
talking about Wally, the garbage robot.
Yeah.
Who forgets to save W-A-L-L-E? America.
W-A-L-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. But he is a cartoon, so you have to find, you have to, like, do, like, a physical... Like an actual build of this robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to do that?
Cody's working on that.
Oh, okay.
What are we doing here?
How's Wally coming along? You're building a real life Wally?
Yeah.
Okay.
And how's it coming?
It's, what are we doing here?
Google image search for organic farms. That's what's on Cody's screen right now.
I can see you being
chickens.
In dirt.
A bunch of wheelbarrows of stuff.
Cody's like, what's something I could do where I'd have a reason to be covered in dirt all the time? I feel like people
Let's
are really attacking
backwards.
Me on it. I need a better answer.
Let's work backwards from the dirt.
I always have a bunch of dirt on me. And then people ask what I do, and I go, I'm a sound engineer who's in a studio all day. And it doesn't add up. So, like... Let's see what we can find. I think it's smart, man. I think you're close.
Yeah. So, I'm using my engineering skills to make a Wally.
Okay, so the...
Okay. Not confident that the Wally will be done in time.
How many bids did you get in for the Wally? I'm gonna
it
guess
was just
one. Yeah.
It was just Cody and Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Engineer Ryan.
Oh, right. So you basically were like, I don't want to get out of my chair to do this, to find a solution to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dana said that she would build it too.
Well, Dana makes a lot of promises.
I know.
She's not even involved in this. Is that correct?
Yeah.
When was the last time you asked her about her Wally?
And believe me, it's been a long time. She's working on her Porg costume.
What costume?
Porg.
Oh, she's a Porg for Halloween.
Wait, what movie is that from? Because you mentioned it offline a bunch, I have to say.
Yes, we were talking about Porgs a lot before we came in here.
Yeah, Porgs have come up a lot today. What movie?
Is it from a movie called Porgs?
It's from I guess to give a little background, Star Wars was kind of my childhood and a little bit was my high school. And Hayes, you feel the same way, right? Star Wars was sort of your private.
It was
academy.
My after school program.
Star Wars was kind of your second city classes.
Yes.
You know?
In a way.
And for me, it was my school.
Which is relatable for anybody who was over the age of four from the 1979 to today.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shared experience.
And so, I don't know how many people shared it. It's kind of my private thing. I secretly am sort of into Star Wars, and I guess it feels like, yeah, more people know about it now because they fired it up again.
I would have to be scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because people, because it's so unaccepted.
For fear of reprisal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. The consequences could be huge for admitting, like, hey, I've seen Star
Wars.
People
would try and get back at me for doing it.
And these were towns that you lived in that were full Star Trek towns? Is that what it was? Or it was just like it wasn't popular?
No, because Star
Trek.
Don't
even get me started on TNG, but go ahead.
Star Trek, for me, was like another different school that I would go to at the same time.
Oh, okay. Like you're.
But everyone else was like into. Cool stuff like Full House.
Power. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Or even
Family Matters or the whole TGI thing? Or?
Well, that, but also like they were watching Austin Powers.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The cool thing to do was.
They
cool
were like guys.
Listening
so
to Depeche
cool.
Mode, yeah. Watching Austin Powers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wearing chokers.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so it was a little bit of a secret for me, my secret shame that I knew what Star Wars is.
Is this bad? Forcing a woman onto your private plane and pushing a button so that part of the plane turns into like a sexy bedroom and there's a bed spinning around and you hop on the bed and you do different poses and you ask a woman if you make her Randy.
Yeah, if you make her Randy. And it's just a simple question. Do I make you Randy? And you say baby to make her feel comfortable.
Is this woman a professional like member of like some kind of like law enforcement office? / used to be a model?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you just have a working relationship with this woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she is openly not interested.
Like,
but with a smile.
Every indication that she's not up for this bullshit.
Right. Well, she'll say like, Austin.
I got to say, I mean, I came of age a little bit in the Summer of Love. And
which was when?
I believe it was 99.
I wish I was joking right now. I wish I was joking. On tour, I mentioned the year 1999, and Brian says Summer of Love. That is a legit – and I know you weren't at
those
shows.
Hey, I'm referencing your show.
No, you've never – there's no way you could have heard it.
You caught me.
You don't release the live shows?
No. Well, we will, but not – what I'm saying is –
oh, Scoop Troop.
What kind of like – psychic connection to
parallel
Brian
thought.
Have to have to make the same joke that makes no sense.
We're both pretty in pretty good shape.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah, it's a workout joke. Okay. So is that bad?
Is that's bad?
Yeah. I would say it is bad.
Oh, really? Because it made like $400 million.
Well, it was a different time.
It was.
That was when we
and he was from a different time.
Yeah. That's right, which was even more backwards than the time that he jumped into, which was also backwards.
Yeah.
I would say that's bad. And also it's bad to like then keep pursuing the person until she wears down and finally falls in love with you out of exhaustion, which I assume would be the next steps to that pursuit.
But what if you're being funny?
Well, do you have bad teeth? Do you have bad teeth and like kind of a pudgy, hairy tummy?
Bad is, you know. I don't like to say that somebody's teeth are bad, or that's a bad body.
Comically fucked up teeth? Like teeth?
Non-traditional.
Okay, so now in this world, I'm leaving her alone.
Thank you for schooling me.
I'm saying you and I go our separate ways.
Let's be professional. Well, I think do you still have to still see this person because of some kind of like initiative or like...
Let's say our mission is over, and we say, okay, shake hands. We say, that was fun, bye, keep it totally professional. Then she's in the hotel room by herself, and I'm not there, and Random Task shows up and blows her head off with a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And because
puts
of you.
A shoe right through the center of her skull.
Because she was... Because
I wasn't there to protect her.
Mm-hmm. So she's not capable... Okay, so she being an MI or whatever...
Which I think I did with my pump. I saved her with my pump, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Your penis pump.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's honestly not mine.
All right. Whose is it?
But I do have
Whose is it then?
I do have it on me.
At all times.
It was somehow got mixed in with my possession. I had a box of things that kind of when I got put into cryogenic freezing got set aside, almost like when you go into prison and you get your possessions when you leave. But someone by accident put this era appropriate penis pump inside.
Yeah.
And it's not mine, baby.
Can you just explain, because I can't really wrap my mind around the whole transaction, but how you save the woman you're sexually harassing with your penis pump from death.
I put on random test penis outside his pants, and I pump it up so much that he faints.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah, pass out cold.
It's so painful.
Outside the pants.
Or orgasmic?
His eyes, I think, might cross.
I think it might be that just so much of the blood that he needs to keep his brain functioning so that he stays conscious is now getting sucked down into freaking his penis area.
Right.
Over his pants, over his chinos.
And the woman with a gun and probably like some sort of martial arts training is unable to protect herself.
She doesn't have a penis pump.
Yeah, and she's too satisfied.
Mm-hmm. With? Oh,
from,
sex.
From what we've been up to.
Oh, okay.
Seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
You never see it on screen.
No, but
I'm sorry. Whatever scenario,
But what you do see,
I'll kind of pounce on her. I'll pretend to fall over, over and over again.
Yeah,
because that's bad.
That's awful.
Pretend to fall over at work.
Mm-hmm.
This is
me in a nutshell. Help! I'm
now
in a
that's
nutshell.
Not bad.
How'd I get it in the scrape?
That's
big bloody
not bad.
Nutshell.
Yeah, that's really.
What kind of shell has a nut like this in it?
That's actually pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I wouldn't.
Well, now you see a little bit why she's so interested.
Accept it with your.
That's
pants
sort
off.
Of when she starts to warm up to me. I believe
is all the nut jokes.
I think that is pretty much the turning
that's
point for where
turn.
She goes like, "There's, no, I see the charm." Here.
I have a question. You guys are. Like, let's say, okay, so eventually your harassment has worn this woman down to full exhaustion and you've gotten married or—
Who said it's a woman? Oh, Hayes did.
And then next year, the next time let's say you and I, Hayes, we haven't seen each other in like a year. And the next time I see you, you're with a blonde lady.
Yeah.
So all of this harassment and wearing down on this woman has resulted in your break. Like now all that effort is like— effort/harassment. You have to start it all over again with a new woman who wears roller skates.
Well, not in this.
Oh, not
movie.
In that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the timeline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Yeah, because then I think the next
and
time
I'm engaging
I see
in something with Kristen Johnson from Third Rock. From
I think you're going to bring up briefly. The next time that you see me that I am with. A beautiful African-American woman. And I think what you're forgetting is that that's actually taking place in the past.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry. So that was groundbreaking to harass a black woman in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people weren't willing to do that. But the thing that happened with the blonde woman, I believe that the first woman I was harassing like got on the phone and said she was fine with it. In a very quick scene.
That's right. She does.
She sort of was like, good luck to you. Yes.
With the new girlfriend. Because she didn't want to.
It was a lot of time for her that she, I guess, didn't want to put in again.
The exhaustion that she experienced through the first year wasn't worth going through again. No matter the money she was being offered as a spy or whatever.
I'm sorry. Is part of this PC police business that, you know, we can't admit that relationships are hard. And sometimes. You don't necessarily have a schedule that lines up where the same exact woman can be part of every one of your missions.
Yeah, because for whatever reason, you know, she's not available or she's actually too old for you even though she's 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I get it.
Yes.
So well, who do you think we should be dating? Basil Exposition's mom? We don't even know if she's like, if that's her a wig or not. Mm-hmm. We think it's a man. We should be dating Basil Exposition's mom.
Please.
We just tried to rip her wig off. She doesn't want to date us.
Who am I going to date? Fat bastard? Gold member?
Well, it's hard because aren't you indeed also fat bastard?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to date myself in a costume.
Well, what about Kristen Johnson?
What about us?
Why not go for a lady who's
Google search Jim Morrison girlfriend. That is what is on Cody's screen.
Who am I going to date? Number one?
I'm trying to put the pieces together. He's going to go live on an organic farm.
Farm with Jim Morrison's girlfriend.
Jim Morrison's girlfriend.
Current girlfriend.
Who died a long time ago. What is the puzzle? There must be something to it. What's the third piece? What is it, Cody?
To Jim Morrison's girlfriend. Yeah, can you tell us what the next Google search is? I think we're sort of wrapping up the episode.
I'm not at liberty to offer that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a clue.
Liberty.
Did Jim Morrison have a girlfriend?
The New York Liberty.
Jim Morrison have a girlfriend?
I know he did in the movie, but that seemed too convenient.
No, he had he had some relationships.
Yeah. Who do you think's lighting his fire?
And I gotta say,
drugs.
The stuff that he's doing, that's bad.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, see, you know what? I'm glad that you can see that now.
Mm-hmm. And if anything
has come out of this, I hope it's that everything Jim Morrison did to all of his girlfriends was probably unacceptable.
It's not good. And what I'll say is Cody apparently wants a girl who is into that kind of thing to be on an organic farm with him.
And he wouldn't say anything to dispel that.
There's some sort of legal aspect keeping him from talking about the rest of what he has planned.
He has to go off the grid to some organic farm. Boy,
oh boy. Frau Farbissina.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum podcast.